From the creation of the world, God had a purpose with your marriage. Because if you had to ask God one-on-one, Lord, does my marriage really matter? Of course, my child. Why? Go back to Genesis 2:18, when the Lord God said, "It's not good for a man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Wow. That means way in the beginning of creation, after God had created mankind, he looked at man and said, "This dude looks so sad, man. I need to make a helper suitable to him." So that's exactly what he did. And he then went and he said, in making a suitable helper for him, he caused him to fall asleep in a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs, closed it up the place with flesh. And then the Lord God made woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. So there you find that woman was made from man. So when it comes to your marriage, right from the creation, your marriage was planned. That was the one person that God had chosen for you to make it work. And because of that, that is why the word could say that in Genesis 2:24, for this reason, that means the man getting a woman, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. So it never was a mistake to get married. You were destined to be married. It is the world that comes with all the impulses of, is this really the partner for me? Did I make a mistake? But you need to say, that's my bed, and how I made my bed, so I must sleep on it. Make your marriage work. Of course, I'm not saying that there's never going to be a time where a relationship cannot work and will not work, because that does happen. But you're destined to start off out of the starting blocks from the thought of God of creation, where mankind was looked at and God said, it is not good for a man to be alone. So I want you to just reflect on God's creation. It was his plan from the beginning in the garden for you as husband and wife to be together. And if today you think of that like, phew, flip. If you think, I live in Sodom and Gomorrah, man, I can't celebrate my marriage, then maybe, just maybe, you need to speak to someone. I'm Dr. Anthony Fantonda, and I really believe that your marriage does matter. Because you know what? If there's 1% chance for your marriage to make it, I believe it can make it.